Good morning. It's 11 minutes before the hour. You're listening to NPR's Morning Edition over Raven Radio, KCAW in Sitka, where it's 52 degrees with light rain falling this morning. It's Thursday, September 13th, 2012. I'm Robert Woolsey with Raven News. A measure that would reduce the control residents have on how Sitka disposes of land generated some testimony Tuesday night, even though the assembly postponed it. Right now, the city must seek voter approval to sell any municipal property over $500,000 or to lease anything more than $750,000. The measure on the table Tuesday night would change that from an approval vote to an advisory vote. Assemblymember Mike Reif, who sponsored the change, said he wanted to put it on hold until it could be reviewed by an outside attorney.
The intent of that review is to provide the assembly a professional, unbiased review of this ordinance.
The issue is central to a lawsuit against the city by Jeff Farver and Mike Littman, representing the group Sitkins for Responsible Government. They want property at Sawmill Cove Industrial Park to fall in line with the city law governing voter approval for land sales. Right now, the park is the only part of Sitka that doesn't. But Municipal Attorney Teresa Hillhouse wants the city to move in the opposite direction and change the mandatory approval vote to an optional advisory vote. Doing so, Hillhouse argues, would bring Sitka in line with an earlier Supreme Court ruling involving the Kenai Peninsula Borough. In that case, the justices said voters could not use the initiative process to approve or disapprove of spending over $1 million. But Sitka resident Howard Pendel testified from the floor that comparing the Kenai case to what Sitka is dealing with is like comparing apples and oranges.
It is not a slam dunk as to whether or not an initiative that requires a public vote on a sale is messing with an appropriation.
Daily Sitka Sentinel publisher Thad Polson also testified. He said the city didn't need to seek an outside opinion on whether it needs to change its ordinances.
I've heard Ms. Hillhouse's argument in favor of making our code conform to what she believes the Supreme Court directive is. There's going to be a decision on that, possibly by the Alaska Supreme Court, which I think is entitled and able to interpret its own rulings. That case is in court right this very minute.
Polson is talking about the Sitkins for Responsible Government lawsuit. The group and the city both have filed arguments with Superior Court Judge David George. The measure is now on hold indefinitely, pending review from a yet unnamed outside lawyer. Candidates for Sitka Assembly had their first test in the spotlight yesterday afternoon during a forum before the Sitka Chamber of Commerce. The five candidates made brief introductory remarks and then answered a prepared list of questions from the chamber before fielding written questions from the audience. The candidates were poised and thoughtful, although several have had no prior experience in local government. Candidate Matt Hunter even managed to roll out an election season zinger in this exchange with forum moderator Dan Jones.
What is your position on the privatization of city services? Are there any services you would like to see privatized?
Well, to practice being a politician, let me answer a different question.
Hunter, by the way, answered that the city should in no way compete with private businesses in town unless those businesses were already at capacity. Each of the other candidates, Michelle Putz, Phyllis Hackett, Aaron Swanson, and Dallas Peavy, had 1 minute to answer this same question, and many others over the course of the hour and 15-minute forum. We've divided the entire forum into separate parts. You can listen to each question and the candidates' answers on our website, kcaw.org. Next week, the Sitka Chamber of Commerce will hold a similar forum for the three candidates running for mayor. The forum will be at the same time, but a different venue than usual. Noon, Wednesday, September 19th at the Dock Shack in Totem Square. Raven Radio also will broadcast live municipal election forums next week, beginning at 6:35 p.m. Monday with assembly candidates, 6:35 p.m. Tuesday for mayoral candidates, and a third forum tentatively scheduled for 6:35 p.m. Wednesday for Sitka's one declared school board candidate and one official write-in candidate. Aaron Swanson wants the city of Sitka to cut back on its spending. The 30-year-old resident is one of five people running for Sitka Assembly in this October's municipal election. He says he had been thinking about running for at least a year. KCAW's Ed Ronco has this profile.
Aaron Swanson was born in Sitka, spent some of his life in Ketchikan and Wisconsin, and then moved back here about 9 years ago. He has two young children and works for Arrowhead Transfer.
I started out as a delivery driver and worked my way up to propane truck driver, and now I'm driving propane truck and the tractor trailer.
Swanson says he wants to stay in Sitka for the rest of his life, but that it's not easy.
It is pretty difficult for a young family to live in Sitka. I'm living paycheck to paycheck. One of my paychecks basically goes to rent. The other paycheck goes to bills, and whatever I have left goes to food.
He says he's dissatisfied with the way the assembly approaches city issues. Take, for example, recent efforts to raise money for road repairs. Assembly members proposed raising vehicle registration taxes earlier this year. Swanson said there are other ways.
It's kind of like the same thing. You expect pedestrians to get taxed on their shoes for walking on the sidewalks to pay for new sidewalks? No. I think that if you have traffic officers doing their routine stops and ticketing the traffic violations, I think that'll generate some funds for the infrastructure to pay for the roads.
The city has a lot of financial needs, including funding questions around the Blue Lake Dam and those road repairs. Any government achieves its financial goals by positioning itself along a spectrum, from cutting services to raising taxes.
I'm more on the cutting services probably side, as far as the way things need to go. I don't really like raising taxes. I know how hard it is to live in this town, and raising taxes takes a lot of toll on a person.
The belt tightening, he says, needs to be accompanied by ways to improve Sitka's economy.
The economy needs to, you know, needs to take a step up. It's down right now. The only money coming in basically is tourism and fishing. I think we need to find ways to get more people to come to Sitka, whether it's putting in a deep water dock or, you know, advertising, getting more people here in town.
Swanson says he has mixed feelings about a downtown dock. It could bring more people to spend money at area businesses, but he'd like more of a commitment from cruise lines about whether they would actually send additional ships to town. Still, when it comes to tourism, Swanson says Sitka should consider taking things a step further.
Maybe some kind of new attraction to attract more visitors, more boats. Not always necessarily need to go with the boats, but I think maybe that the passengers, the independent traveler, I think they need to be targeted more heavy than they have been in the past.
He says an elected representative, such as an assembly member, needs to find a balance between heeding the will of the constituency and using his or her own judgment.
Well, it's the people that put you in office, so my thought is that you should listen to the people and see what they want. If that's in the best interest of the city, then yeah, that's what you do. If it's not in the best interest of the city, because that's the office that you're running for, is to do a city job, then you kind of got to, you know, balance the perspective, whether the citizen's idea is correct.
Aaron Swanson is running for assembly against Matt Hunter, Phyllis Hackett, Michelle Putz, and Dallas Peavy. There are three open seats, 2 3-year terms and a single 1-year term. The election is October 2nd. Reporting in Sitka, I'm Ed Ronco.
This is one in a series of profiles on the candidates for municipal office. To read or listen to the others, visit our website, kcaw.org. And again, tune in on Monday when the assembly candidates take your calls live on the air. That's at 6:35 p.m. Monday, right here on Raven Radio. Petersburg's Main Street is getting an overhaul. Work on the $3.7 million rebuild started this month. It will mean new roadway, sidewalks, and storm drainage through most of downtown. KFSK's Matt Lichtenstein reports.
If you've gone through downtown Petersburg at all in the past week, you've most likely noticed CCON employees working on Dolphin Street on both sides of Nordic Drive. Bryce Kidd is the company's project manager.
We're on Dolphin East between Nordic and First. We've removed the asphalt, and now we're on Dolphin West, and we're going to set an outfall structure and an oil-water separator and run up the hill with the new storm pipe, and then we'll start prepping for new curb and gutter and concrete streets and sidewalks.
That's basically what CCON will eventually be doing for Main Street, from Icicle Seafood's plant to Haugen Drive. The company will also rebuild 2 blocks of Excel Street on either side of Main This first phase only includes the Dolphin Street work and the block of Main Street between Dolphin and the Icicle plant. CECON will stop work for the winter after that.
The contract requires us to be complete with phase one, which is, you know, Dolphin Street and then Nordic North from Dolphin, by November 16th. I think that we should be done by the beginning of November.
Okay. Is it going a little faster than you thought? Or?
Well, we've just started. This is the easy part, ripping stuff out. It's putting it back that's a little bit more difficult. And then, obviously, the weather is going to play a huge part in our schedule.
According to Kidd, CECON plans to resume work with Phase 2 sometime in March. That portion of the project includes the Main Street rebuild from Dolphin to Excel, as well as the work on Excel Street itself. It's a joint project involving the state and the city using a $4 million federal earmark. The State Department of Transportation planned the work in phases to lessen the disruption to downtown businesses like seafood processors, especially during the busy summer season. Kidd stresses that the public will still be able to access downtown businesses throughout the work.
They will, and this is going to be the most important part of the job. We're set up on the job with an office, and we're going to be in close contact with the business owners throughout the job. And I think the main thing is that the community needs to realize that these businesses are still open, and even though it's going to be a little inconvenient, people shouldn't let it stop them from going to the businesses. You know, that's going to be really important.
If everything goes well, Kidd thinks CECON could complete the project by next August. In Petersburg, I'm Matt Lichtenstein.
Zone weather forecast today for Sitka and Port Alexander calls for rain, heavy at times, highs around 55, southeast winds 10 miles per hour. Shifting to the north this afternoon. Tonight, low temperatures around 47 with scattered showers late. Tomorrow, cloudy, scattered showers, highs around 56. Southwest winds 10 miles per hour. You're listening to Raven Radio, KCAW in Sitka.